Leave It. This week he contemplates his legacy.
You're listening to Believe It, the life story of me, Richard Wilson. You may remember the first two series of Believe It. I don't, but I'm told they were awfully good. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. My memory is not what it was, you see. I'm afraid I've got rather old. As a matter of fact, I've never been as old as I am today. Of course, that goes for you too. It's just that I'm almost certainly far, far older than you are. Recently, I had my first dream about death. I don't mean dying, I mean being dead. It's the morning after my death, and I'm in my kitchen, listening to the Today programme.
Richard Wilson died last night at his home in London.
Oh, dear.
He was an actor, a broadcaster, a theatre director.
Distinguished.
A distinguished theatre director, indeed.
Thank you.
Mr. Bean, Richard Wilson was probably most famous for his portrayal of Victor Meldrew in the sitcom One Foot in the Grave. As a comic actor yourself, how do you rate him? What do you think his legacy will be?
He's talking nonsense.
I don't believe it. Mr. Bean, thank you. And now, with the time coming up to 27 minutes past 8...
That's it. Where's my legacy?
Here's Kathy Cluxton with the news.
Mr. Bean has died.
No, he hasn't. I've died.
The much-loved celebrity collapsed and died this morning after setting fire to his house, then falling down the fire escape into an open manhole. His fellow comic actor, Richard Wilson, said this about his legacy.
I want to wake up. And I did. Hurrah. I was still alive. But as I shaved, I couldn't stop thinking about my legacy. I felt the need to talk about it, so I called David Tennant.
Richard, hi, how are you? What are you up to?
Am I funnier than Mr. Bean?
Say again?
Am I funnier than Mr. Bean?
Why?
Answer the question.
Are you okay, Richard?
Yep.
Have you taken something?
Nope.
You sound, I don't know, you sound like you've come round for an operation. You don't know what you're saying.
I'm in my bathroom, David. There's no nurses in here. I probably won't remember your answer, you know. My memory is not what it was.
I mean, there's no comparison. You're completely different. Mr. Bean is physical comedy. There's no language. Maybe the odd grunt, but whereas you, it's completely different. You use words brilliantly. You have natural comic timing with words.
So I'm not.
I forgot to remember to forget.
A few weeks later, we had lunch at my local Italian. He insisted on walking me home afterwards to make sure I was all right. The man was convinced I was deteriorating mentally. Got my keys here somewhere. Put them in my pocket. Which pocket? That's the question. Gotcha.
Okay, well, brilliant to see you, Richard.
You too. Thanks so much for walking me home.
Pleasure. Look after yourself. Take it easy, okay? Come for supper, Saturday week.
Saturday week?
Saturday week, 8 o'clock. See you then.
Do you listen to the Today programme?
We're not back in your dream, are we?
I'll stop having the dream if you do me this favour. Could you go in the programme and talk about me when I do, in fact, die?
Yeah, I'll do that for you, sure.
Thanks so much.
See ya.
How does it work, then?
How does what work?
I mean, how will they know to ring you?
I don't know. Do you want me to ring them?
No. Well, maybe. Have you got a signal?
You want me to ring them now?
No, you're right. They can't book you for the programme. They don't know what day I'm going to die.
It's not going to be for years, okay?
No, I'm sorry. You go now, David. That's fine.
You having a problem?
It's definitely the right key.
Here, let me have a go.
Goes in all right, but you can't turn it.
That's right.
I can't understand.
Ah, I know. You live next door.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I can't remember anything.
Ach, don't blame yourself. I should have spotted it.
You won't talk about this in the Today programme, will you?
For God's sake, man. Why would I?
Exactly. It's not funnier than Mr. Bean. He'd have broken the door down, then remembered it wasn't his house.
That's actually quite funny.
Don't say that.
You mustn't get so vexed. It's a 5-minute item on a radio programme.
You're right.
It's a moment in your life. Well, not yours, but, well, you know what I mean. It's so fleeting.
You're right. You're right. I want something lasting. I've acted in countless television programs. I've appeared in over 11 films. Oh, 12, actually. But the theatre is where I belong. This year, I'm at Chichester, playing the headmaster in 40 Years On by, you know, Alan What's-Her-Name. So, I went to see my friend Daniel Evans. Daniel runs the theatre, and he's an old pal of mine, so I knew he'd understand.
Oh, I love your trainers. What are they? They're sensational.
Android Om high tops. Anyway, then he said, it's so fleeting. And I thought, yes, he's right. I want a lasting legacy. Does that sound unbelievably vain?
No, no, it sounds believably vain.
There's the Harold Pinter Theatre, there's the Noel Coward Theatre.
What, are you saying there should be a Richard Wilson Theatre?
I'm not saying it. I was hoping you would, and you did, so thank you.
Well, you deserve it. You've made a hell of a contribution to the stage.
Oh, that's very kind. I wonder what's on in the Richard Wilson Theatre. Mm. It's a bit bald, isn't it, as a name? A bit stark.
How about the Old Dick?
Excellent. When do we start?
Don't you worry. David will go on the Today programme and I will announce it to the world.
Oh, you think we should wait?
Well, of course. They didn't call it the Harold Pinter till after he was gone.
Fair enough. So, I'll never get to see it.
No, but I promise you, I will get onto it and we will find a building and I will raise however many millions it takes. We'll have a spanking new theatre in your name.
So... what can I have now, do you think?
I don't know.
It's a question of fundraising, I suppose. I can't really do that, can I? Not if it's for me.
Well, I don't think that would be right, no.
I mean, you can fundraise for victims of hurricane or something, but you can't really fundraise for yourself.
That's right. You're not really a victim.
True. So, what have I forked out?
Oh, how much were you thinking?
Well... shall we say, it's a bit embarrassing to put a figure on it, but what if we said £50,000?
Oh, blimey. Well, you could have a permanent seat in my theatre, emblazoned with your name in gold.
No, people would hide my name by sitting on it.
Well, we'd leave it empty then.
That's not a great legacy for an actor, is it? An empty seat.
Okay then, well, look, I'm sure you could get a lovely foyer for 50 grand.
The Richard Wilson foyer?
In the West End, what do you think?
It's a bit of a nothing, isn't it?
Well, it wouldn't have a theatre attached, that's the thing.
It would just be a foyer, would it?
Yeah, the public would mill around in it and then go home. It's a nonsense, really.
The Richard Wilson green room? The Richard Wilson dressing room?
The public don't see dressing rooms, do they?
True.
Toilet. Give the public what they want. They need the toilet. Like Shakespeare, people will always, always, always need it.
What kind of work would go on in this toilet?
Wheeze, poos, the blow drying of hands.
See, it's a working toilet. I thought it was an acting space. Yes, right. Well, the Richard Wilson toilet.
Well, for 50 grand, we could get you a marvellous toilet with a black and white photo of you on the door.
Would you put men underneath it?
Oh, what about man? Wouldn't that be great? A photo of you and the word man. Like, you were the embodiment of man. That's a hell of a legacy.
What would you put on the women's toilet? A photo of me in drag?
Oh, no. 50 grand's not enough for two toilets. Look, maybe you should forget the whole thing.
Why not? I forget everything else.
I'll keep holding on.
I went back to London without a legacy to my name. That night, I felt low as I headed off to David's for supper.
Richard! This is a surprise.
Oh, dear. Have you forgotten?
What?
You invited me for supper.
I did.
Saturday week, you said.
That's right.
Did you change your mind? I didn't get a message.
No, you're a bit early.
8 o'clock, you said.
That's right.
Well, it's 5 past.
Well, I know, but it's Wednesday.
Is it?
You're 3 days early.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, don't worry about it. These things happen.
I remembered it was Saturday. I just forgot today was Wednesday.
Well, come in now you're here. We've had supper, but I'm sure we can knock you up an omelette or something.
No, it's out of the question. I'll see you in 3 days' time.
You can wait in the hall.
Don't tease me, please.
Sorry.
It's the legacy. It's doing my head in. I'm floundering.
Okay. Well, off the top of your head, what's your most precious possession?
My Manchester United season ticket.
Well, there you are, then. Make that your legacy.
Yes, I'm a devotee of Manchester United and a lifelong socialist. I'm a Red of both kinds. So what better legacy than sharing my season ticket with others? The next time I went to Old Trafford, I was invited to share an executive box with the deputy head of Global Sponsorship and Bequest Asset Management. Her name was Jennifer Lamar.
Richard, great to meet you.
Hello.
Don't the players look cute from up here?
Indeed.
Who's this we're playing today?
The Gunners.
Excuse me?
The Gunners, Arsenal.
The Gunners, Arsenal. Great. Now, before we talk business, may I say I am a huge fan of 2 Feet in the Grave. Love that show.
All right, thank you.
So, I understand you want to make a bequest. That is such great news. What are we talking?
You mean, how much do I want to give?
Yes.
Well, £50,000.
£150,000. That's terrific.
No. I said 50.
I know.
I don't understand.
Sure you do.
Please, it's a gift. If Santa Claus gives you £50,000, you don't negotiate, do you?
I don't believe in Santa Claus. 125.
This is embarrassing.
I'm sorry for your embarrassment. 110?
Is this how you see your job, Jennifer?
Absolutely. It's my job to get the biggest revenue for the greatest club in the world, which I know you love, and I know you want to share that love with others.
It's true.
Okay, then. £100,000. That's my final offer.
Don't you mean my final offer?
£100,000. That's your final offer.
All right, then.
Fantastic!
There are conditions.
Tell me.
I want the money to go towards a season ticket, either for a person over 65 or a 16-year-old.
I'm listening.
If you're old or young, a season ticket costs around £400.
380.
So £100,000 will buy a season ticket for many years to come.
263.
Wow, that is a lasting legacy. I'm overwhelmed.
May we call it the Richard Wilson season ticket?
You may.
That's great branding. So, an old person or child will get it?
Yes. I leave that up to you. Whoever's the most deserving.
It's got to be an old person, hasn't it?
You think so?
Of course. They have much more disposable income.
I'm not with you.
I'm not having children bidding for these tickets. That's exploitative. Bad for our brand.
They don't bid for it. You give it away.
But then, we don't make any money. What just happened?
Rooney scored.
Is that good? Does he play for Man United?
Tony Blair has 3 election victories and a war. What legacy did I have? The Richard Wilson season ticket? The Richard Wilson toilet? I was lost. I felt old. But when you're old, you go back to the place where you were young. Your thoughts turn homeward.
I'll sing of a river I'm happy beside. The song that I sing is a song of the Clyde.
I grew up in Greenock. I can remember the bombs dropping on Dunlop Street in June 1941. Greenock made me. That's where I first set foot on a stage. Yes, I had to leave something to the people of Greenock. But what? I had my epiphany as I walked through Trafalgar Square. Of course, a statue, Wilson's column. I couldn't afford a column, of course, but I could afford a statue. I asked people to come and look at the job and give me a quote. The job, of course, being me. The first was a young British artist called Margie.
You want to give it to your hometown? That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
My art is my legacy.
Oh, well, my body will be mine.
I really love your head.
I'm glad.
such a beautiful shape. It's elemental.
I do my best.
Can I do some drawings?
No. Yes, of course. What do you want me to do?
Just take off your clothes and stand by the radiator.
Ah. You think I should be naked?
Of course. Your body's your legacy, isn't it? You said it yourself.
I wasn't thinking all my body, just selected highlights.
Where'd you get those trousers?
Next, I think.
There you go. Thousands of men have got trousers like that, but no man's got a penis like yours. It's unique. It's your legacy.
The next was Lucinda Mitchell-Coutts. She'd done the Queen's Corgis.
I love your trainers.
Thank you. Nike Flyknit Air Max.
Can I sculpt you wearing trainers?
Oh, please.
I want you relaxed and happy.
Absolutely. So, how much will it cost me, Lucinda?
With costing and everything, I think I could do it for £90,000.
£90,000? That's less than 100.
It is.
And if it's all right with you, may I keep my private parts in my trousers?
You don't want to sleep with me?
No,
that's fine. I didn't sleep with the corgis.
I very much want to sleep with you, Lucinda, but I'm gay and I get a bit tired. I simply meant, would you mind if I wore clothes in the statue, apart from the trainers?
God, you're adorable.
My legacy was taking shape, literally. I got the train from London to Greenock. There, in George Square, by the statue of James Watt, I met Councillor Mary McCormick.
So, Richard, it's lovely to meet you. What brought you all this way?
I want to leave a legacy to my hometown.
Oh, that's wonderful. What?
Why do you think we are meeting by the statue of James Watt?
You want to give us a steam engine?
No, a statue.
Fantastic! A statue of who?
Me.
My goodness.
I appreciate you'll have to get the council to approve it.
Oh, no. You're one of our most famous sons. Were you thinking we'd put it next to what?
No, I can't compete with him. I was thinking on the other side of the square, or the railway station, shopping mall, somewhere where everyone will see it.
So, it's a statue of you as you, is it?
Yes, me as me. Were you thinking it would be of someone else?
No.
I don't believe it!
Hello there.
Victor Meldrew in George Square. Let me shake you by the hand, sir. My husband loves you.
Hey, good luck. Nice to meet you. Thank your husband from me.
It's a problem, isn't it?
Not at all. I'm used to it. It's fine.
But she called you Victor Meldrew. Now, don't you think it should be a statue of Victor Meldrew in the bonnet and the scarf and the mag? He's more famous than you, with respect.
Well?
Forgive me. I'm so rude. You're giving us a gift and I'm negotiating.
No. I take your point.
You could give us two statues. How about that?
One of me is me and one of me is him.
Have you got the budget for that?
Oh, let me ring the sculptor. Hold on. Just a second, please. What was your name again? Sorry, I've forgotten.
Mary.
Just a second, please, Mary. Here we go. Hi, Lucinda. It's Richard Wilson. The Greenock councillor has suggested we have two statues, one of me as me and one of me as Victor Meldrew. So I'm wondering, how much would it cost if you made two? Right. That's twice as much as one, then.
Could she do the second one half price? They do that sometimes in Tesco.
How about this, Lucinda? You make two statues, but you make them half size. A wee Meldrew and a wee Richard Wilson, with size 4 trainers. Any good?
That was the end of that. I don't mean that was the end of my statue, though it was. I mean it was the end of money. Money spoils everything. I vowed then and there that my legacy would cost me nothing. that Margie the sculptor was right. Say what you like about my body, there isn't another one like it. My flesh and my blood, my unique parts, that's my legacy. That's what I'll leave behind. I decided to leave my body to medical research without spending any money doing it up. I rang the surgery.
Reception, Judy speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Richard Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson.
And I'd like to make an appointment.
Who with?
God.
I'm afraid there's no one of that name here. Is there anyone else who could help you?
Maybe you can. What's your name again?
Julie.
I'd like to donate my body to medical research, Julie.
Right.
And I was wondering if they'd want it.
Have you registered on the NHS website?
No, but I've taken a worn-out pair of trousers to the charity shop, and I've seen the way they looked at them. My body's like those trousers, do you see?
I'm not with you, Mr. Wilson.
Well, it's threadbare, Julie. No one will want it. They certainly won't want my heart, will they?
I'm not sure. Oh, I'll just get it up on the line. Oh, here we go. Heart valves and tendons can only be donated up to the age of 60.
Shame. It's the best part of your body, isn't it? The one that means the most. With the surgery like my heart, Julie, you could leave it in the foyer.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
I'll take that as a no. I was in despair. I didn't know who to turn to, so I turned to David Tennant. I adore the man. He's like the son I never had. It was Saturday, the 9th of April, 2017. I was listening to Loose Ends on Radio 4.
Thank you, yes, hello, and welcome to Loose Ends, and a sad week for show business. Don Rickles, the...
And it happened again. It just kept happening. I couldn't remember the counsellor's name. I couldn't remember the receptionist's. Now, I couldn't remember the name of the host of Loose Ends.
And David Moyes.
Nice chap. I'd met him many times. I'd even been on his programme. You know who I mean. Blythe Hendelman. Dave Condeman. Jay Banderman. Peter Manderson. That was him. Then it happened. I opened the door, and there stood a man. But for the life of me, I couldn't remember who on earth he was.
Richard!
You! Ah, we hug, do we? We know each other well.
We do. How are you?
Fine. Was your journey okay?
Yeah, terrible traffic on the Euston Road, but that's the price you pay for living in London.
Ah, you live in London?
Sorry?
No, I just think it's marvellous. You live in London, I live in London. We have so much in common. Would you like a drink?
That'll be lovely.
Red or white?
Red.
So how's the family?
Wife and kids are great, thanks.
You live in London and you're not gay.
Oh, well, there's still a few of us.
And how's work?
Good. I got a few offers, but, you know, I haven't decided yet.
So, you're not working at the moment?
No.
Do you miss the office?
Well, I've never heard you call it that before, but show business is a business, I suppose.
Ah, you're in show business.
Are you?
Yes, absolutely. I've been racking my brain. What year did we meet then, mate?
1995, mate. What a great show that was. I still think of that with affection.
It was a fantastic show. And you were very good.
Oh, thank you.
How would you describe what you did on that show, looking back on it from this distance?
I winged it, didn't I? I was young, I didn't know what I was doing on stage. You really helped me.
You're a Scots actor.
Well, let's not get nationalistic.
Ewan McGregor, James McAvoy, Alan Cumming.
What about them?
They're all Scots actors, I know.
We're two a penny, aren't we?
Can I look at your driving licence?
Why?
I'm writing an article about driving licences.
This is new. You've never written articles before.
They asked me.
Who did?
Car Week Monthly.
Car Week Monthly?
They want a funny piece about photos and driving licences.
I keep it in the glove compartment.
Ah.
I can get it if you want.
Well, if you don't mind.
No, it's no problem. I'll just finish my drink.
Where are you parked?
About three streets away.
When you walk down the street, do they shout at you?
Who?
People. Like with me, they shout, Victor Meldrew.
Oh, yeah. Oi, Doctor Who! Still get that, yeah.
You're Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, they shout that too. Peter gets very amused by that.
Don't they ever just shout your name?
Yeah, taxi drivers do. Yeah. Like they're doing me a service or reminding me what my name is in case I've forgotten it.
Do it for me.
Do I have to?
Please.
Oi,
Oi, Tennant, you're the bollocks, you are, mate. Be lucky.
David Tennant.
No, always just Tennant.
This is wonderful. Oh, Clive Anderson.
What about him?
Nothing. No, this is a strange time in my life, David. David Tennant. I forget everything, but I'm obsessed with being remembered.
Yeah, I see the irony.
I've always liked you, David. Can I leave you my heart?
How do you mean?
Literally. It's no good for organ donation, so I'd like very much if you had it.
What, you mean like in a jar?
A jar, a tin, a box, whatever. I want to be remembered as a man with a heart.
You want me to keep your heart in a jar on the mantelpiece?
Anywhere. Sideboard, fridge.
Well, I'm honoured, but, I mean, what if the kids knock it over? It'd be horrendous. The guinea pigs would eat it.
Please, David Tennant. Guinea pigs are vegetarian. I'm offering you my heart.
I can't do it, Richard. It's too weird.
I've tried everything. The Richard Wilson toilet, the Richard Wilson season ticket, the Richard Wilson statue. What am I going to leave behind that's going to mean something to someone? Apart from money.
I like your trainers.
Oh, thank you. Valentino camouflage print low tops.
What's your size?
UK 9, EU 43.
Oh, leave me those then.
Will you wear them?
No, I'm a 45, but I'll keep them in a glass case.
They'll last longer if you don't wear them.
They'll last 1,000 years.
That night, I had a dream. A good dream. A legacy dream that made me feel my life had been worthwhile.
It's 19 minutes past 8. No, 7. Seven. Richard Wilson died last night at his home in London. On the line now is David Tennant, who knew him well. Good morning.
Morning.
So, obvious question, was he funnier than Mr. Bean?
17% funnier. They did tests.
And what do you think he'll be remembered for?
His trainers. He wore colourful trainers. He left me a pair.
Well, that's wonderful. You're listening to the Today programme with me, Jeff Harris. I've forgotten my name. Anyone remember my name?
Hello? Your name is John Humphreys.
Richard Wilson, I remember you.
Well, that's a happy ending.
Memories like the corners of my mind.
In Believe It by John Cantor, Richard Wilson was joined by David Tennant, Daniel Evans, John Humphreys and Kathy Clugston. Jennifer Lamar and Lucinda were played by Lucy Robinson, Mary McCormack by Martine McMenemy, Margie by Kelly Shirley, Julie by Eva Filer, and the passerby in Greenock by Jasmine Hyde. Simon Greenall played Mr. Bean. Believe It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.